Blog Talk Radio. Nice good vibes for you there. Nice good vibes. That song is Manifest Destiny. Manifest Destiny there. A beautiful vibe. A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful vibe as well. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And welcome to The Remix, everyone. It is so good to have you here with us live in the house tonight as we get ready to just sit back and kind of relax and really just understanding where we are at this particular time and this place and just really where we are. It's really kind of a chill mood tonight. So we're going to be really doing some magical chill things tonight here live in The Remix. I do want to give you the call-in number for all of you out there. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And if you're outside the U.S. and you want to call in, you know what to do. Just dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked in. Don't forget you can also Skype in as well. I want to give you some cosmic directions so you can find your way over to chat as well. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and that's going to get you to the chat room. And The Remix family is in the house. I'm in the chat room as well. You can come on over and join us in chat and just kind of have your chill-out spot there, sort of chatting and chilling tonight as well. And if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, I want to be the first to say welcome. Welcome. Welcome to The Remix. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in. We would love to chat with you. And welcome to all of our international listeners from all around the world. And tonight is a very special night, of course. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is going to be joining us here tonight. We are going to be talking about the return of the extraterrestrial beings. That's what we're going to be sharing here tonight as well. Now, I want to remind you that tonight's show, as well as all of The Remix shows, are available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. May, the month of May, is mathematics month. So we've been doing a lot of math. As you know, we had the Brother Dietrich to come on, and the Brother Dietrich talked to us about some multiplication as well. He talked to us about division. And before that, we had the Brother Jerome come on as well, and he spoke to us about some mathematics, subtraction. And now we have multiplication tonight with Brother Bilal, that he's going to be sharing that with us as well in a very, very divine way. An addition will be coming on Sunday night. So a beautiful treat. A beautiful treat for everyone. And all of this shit. And we're going to add all of this shit back up. We're going to add it all up, and we're going to do it remix style, and we're going to do it here. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. Again, I am Miss Blue. Thank you so much for joining me here live in the form tonight. It's a couple of things we're going to cover here as we get into it because it's some really special time. I want to go ahead and give a big shout out to the East Coast. I need my East Coast family to stand up for just a moment. Because I'll have a very special moment for those of you on the East Coast. For those of you on the East Coast, a very special moment. We're going to get ready to bring Brother Bilal on here shortly as we get ready to get into the share. as we get ready to get into the share here live tonight. I am super excited. I know you guys are too. You've been walking and you've been here and you're relaxing. First thing, I do want to talk to those of you on the East Coast because it's a powerful, it's some powerful shit that's going on right now. I had a conversation earlier today with Siba Haru Alke Bulon over the Hetepu Network, and many of you know him from being on The Remix as well as also being in Self-Invested also. And he was sharing a story with me about some real magical things that have to do with all of us. And not only does it have to do with all of us, but it actually has to do with the planet and really speaking to time that we're in. I really want to speak to those of you who are located in the New York area. I'm going to keep this sort of kind of short and keep this kind of sweet. But many of you may have been feeling a lot of this cat energy coming up at this particular time. I want to talk about something. This is something that is so bittersweet. This is so bittersweet. In fact, Thursday night, I would say Friday morning, Esther sent me a picture of when she first connected with one of her cats. And she said she was going through a couple of things and she's seen these amazing pictures of her cat. And today, during my conversation with Siba Haru, he was asking me about my two cats that I talked about before that would just sort of come in my backyard, and they would lay out like the Sphinx. And so he began to share this very, very interesting story. And as the story began to unfail itself, it got more and more and more interesting. And it became more and more magical. If any of you who live in Brooklyn, I'm a Brooklyn girl, I was born in Brooklyn, but if any of you live in Brooklyn or you're able to get to Brooklyn, I put a post up on Facebook saying that I was looking for someone to go to Brooklyn. I was looking for someone to go to Brooklyn and to do a particular task. And luckily enough, I was able to find an amazing sister, an amazing sister who was able to take on this project for me. And I'm super excited about that. But I want to tell you this story. This story has to do with sugar. This has to do with sugar. And I want you to think about sugar. The whole planet is addicted to sugar. Sugar. But we often, when we start to talk about sugar, we only talk about the dark side of sugar. We don't talk about the good side of sugar. I guess that's why so many of us, it's hard for us to find the sweetness in our own lives. Because anytime you mention anything with sugar in it, the world wants you to believe that sugar is bad for you. You don't need sugar. Don't take sugar in your body. Don't have anything to do with sugar. I mean, it's getting so bad at this particular time, people are even recommending not eating certain fruits and vegetables because what? They got so much sugar. You understand? So this is something that we're going to be talking about. There is a sister, but I want to kind of share this story. And I see you guys already hit Google as soon as I said New York, as soon as I said cats, and as soon as I said sugar. So I thank you guys for being quick on your fingers. But let me tell you the story that hasn't been told. This story here is about a sister who was able to channel our ancestors in a way that we do here all the time. She was able to capture their essence. And as we speak right now, this evolution and activation of our ancestors' DNA and raising the vibration of what we're thinking about is coming to pass. But this is for all people. All people. And this actually started a day before Mother's Day. Actually, you would have to go back a couple of months ago. This is when this started. A couple of months ago. Way, way back. This started earlier than that. This started when we realized the feminine energy was coming up front. That's how long ago this started. So we're going to be talking about a sister. Her name is Kira Walker. But what's even more fascinating is what Kira Walker has done. There was a project that was going on in New York, and this has been a debate for many, many years. It's been happening. It's a riverfront project in Brooklyn. Remember the show that we did on Williamsburg and New York? Many of you may remember this was sort of the black metropolis area where they had their own hospitals and they had their own schools and they had their own banks. It was much like Greenwood. It was much like places in North Carolina and much like the place in California. Well, New York had a place like this too. They had doctors, they had lawyers, they had teachers. Matter of fact, they even had an orphan home there. They owned their own land. We did a show on this a couple of years ago. Well, in this particular area, there was something in that particular area that was left. One of the largest world monuments was left there. It is one of the things that the world cannot rid itself of, and that is sugar. The sugar factory, the Domino's sugar factory is there. But let me tell you why this Domino's sugar factory is so such a key component about what is happening at this particular time. Did you know that the only scent taste, the only taste that us as human beings are born with is sweet? When you're born, you are born with the sense to know what something sweet is. Isn't that amazing? When the number one thing that they want us to stay away from is shit that's sweet. They don't want you to have sugar, but you were born understanding what sweetness was and what it meant to taste sweetness. So why do we have so much sourness, bitterness in our lives? When we're born understanding what sweet is, that is the only taste you're born with. You're not taste. You wasn't born to know what sour was. You had to be taught that. You wasn't born with spicy. You wasn't born with all these other tastes. Only sweetness connected to your greatness. So let's go back to Williamsburg in Brooklyn, New York. This sugarcane sugar refinery factory that was built there, this goes way, way back. Did you know the Sanskrit word for sugar is sugar? That's how long sugar been around. The Sanskrit word for sugar, the translation, is sugar. That's it. It is sugar. There's only two words out of the whole English language that has the sh sound. Sugar, S-U, and sure, S-U. That's it. Two words. Sugar and sure. So when you taste something sweet, you can be certain, you can be sure that it's good. Because sugar don't lie. And I want to tell you about the power of sugar. See, when sugar in its raw state, sugar is not white. Sugar is brown. When sugar is raw, it's brown. It's brown. It's brown like most of you listening here, like your skin. It is brown. That color is brown, but it goes through a process. It's bleached and it's turned white. Now, when we start to think about sugar, and many of you who I've done past life readings for or Akashic Record readings for, not only were you in this area of Williamsburg, but many of you places throughout the globe and on the planet, you worked on sugarcane factories. You were a part of this process. So let's talk about the Domino's factory. This Domino's factory that has been here for centuries, and it's been in this spot, and it's changed many hands. But there's a lot of things that they don't tell you, that this hub, I know we understand the hub when it comes to New Orleans and Louisiana. We understand the hub when it comes to Atlanta, Georgia. But this was a major hub for people of color across the globe. This was a major slave trade hub. And it was done through sugar. It was done through the sweetness of sugar. And who better to process this sugar than the brown people who are brown like the sugar itself? That's who built this. Do you know that the Domino's factory that is located in Brooklyn, New York, when the refinery was at its peak, it processed enough sugar to supply half of the planet? It is, in its operational states, the largest refinery in the world. But they're going to tear it down now. But tearing this down is causing a lot of people to feel uneasy now, now that they understand the history behind sugar. See, they thought they were just going to tear down some old abandoned factory that's been through fires and that no one is using anymore, and that doesn't mean anything. But once they got closer, they understood the spirit and the essence and the souls that built that sugar refinery. We know things are symbolic. We know signs and symbols have been left for us all over the planet. And at this point, not just for people of color, but for everyone who is living on this planet Earth. And oh boy, they are waking up to this in a big way. Because they selected someone very unique to do this, but they had no idea what was really being done. So I'm giving you my interpretation, because I don't want you running to Kira Walker telling her that this was her interpretation. This is my interpretation of what she did and what I picked up from the ancestors and what I picked up from her in doing this. The building is going to be demolished. They're going to tear it down. Oh, well, I don't know, because there's a petition now, because they understand what's going to happen when they tear this down. But we have to go to Egypt really quick so we can begin to understand what is really going on and what is really being played out here on a very big scale. So they ask her to make a sculpture. She's an amazing artist. She's known for her controversy work. When she was barely out of high school, she won the MacArthur's Foundation Genius Award. And that, this sister is, she is a magical genius and a badass channeler. Now, often her things are about those things that suppress people, particularly those of color, particularly women. So they knew what they were getting into. Maybe not consciously, but on a higher level, they understood what was happening. They just didn't see the full picture. But you're going to get the full picture. So she pulled out her sketchboard, as she does, and she began to sketch. And as she began to sketch what she wanted to make, she thought, let me go inside this refinery. Let me go inside this building where I'm going to be building this statue. Let me begin to feel the essence. Let me walk the walk. Let me go through the building. Let me go to the Domino's factory. Let me go inside. But we know that walls can talk. We know that wood holds spirits. We know that there's truly no such thing as death. So whether you want to say ghost, I don't like to call our ancestors ghosts. They're spirits. We know they're still there. We know that they knew the day would come that their stories would be told. And she told it. She told that shit in a big-ass way. I'm talking about a big-ass, literally a big-ass way. She took pounds of sugar, pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds of sugar, and she built a huge, fat-ass Sphinx, put a sister's face on it, took an Aunt Mama's scarf and tied it across her head, took her middle finger and stuck it out and said, fuck you. Not literally, but she did. Not literally. But what she began to understand, because also inside that refinery, you will see little statues of little boys carrying baskets and holding baskets. It's interesting because a few years back, I found a beautiful statue of a little boy holding a basket, much like what she's carved out, and I have it as my wishing dish when you come in my home. Now, she made this huge ass Sphinx. And so they wanted to talk to her because, you know, it was quite confusing. A lot of people have said a lot of things when they went to go visit this, because this exhibit is online, because actually this massive Sphinx is 75.5 feet long and 35.5 feet tall and 26 feet wide. This is a big ass cat. It's a Sphinx with power, and it's pure white by design. So, quoting from an article here, this is what you see. What you're seeing, and oh, by the way, when you get to the backside and you see the Sphinx in the Sphinx position, you can see the yoni sticking out from the back. That was no accident. She did that on purpose. So what you're seeing, this is an article, for lack of a better word, the head of a woman, a very African, black-featured woman. Now, not only that, as you look at the Sphinx, and the Sphinx is sitting there. She is somewhere, she kind of reminds you of the Auntie Mama figure and a bit more of your everyday modern sister. She got the very full lips, the high cheekbones. The eyes have no eyes. When you're looking at them, they seem to be closed. She has her arms flat out across the ground, and she has very large breasts with very pronounced nipples staring at you. Yeah, she did that, y'all. Not only did she did that, but as you get ready to come in, you will see these sugar babies, these small little sugar babies, and it's about 12 of them, 12 little boys that are made out of this sugar configuration that leads you up to this huge white Sphinx. Huge white Sphinx. Yeah, real interesting. But here's something else. See, the bodies of the little boys, the candy boy sculptures, they're melting inside the factory. And, you know, people who went to go see the exhibit said that it's almost a little creepy when you go in there, because the little boys are melting and it looks like blood. So they asked her, did you realize it looks like blood? She said, oh yeah, because see, this sugar factory was built on the blood of our people. It was blood sugar. Much like, she said, we talk about blood diamonds today. This was blood sugar. Do you know that working in this Atlantic trade, see, there's a Domino's factory in New Orleans, there's a Domino factory in Boston, there's a Domino factory that is in New York, there's a Domino factory in all of these major ports where they were rotating the slaves, and they were getting these canes from places like Puerto Rico, the Caribbean. They was getting them from all over. So it was so many people, even as far as east, that was involved in this blood sugar. People lost their limbs. They lost their hands. They lost parts of their eyes. Making white sugar was dangerous. It was some of the most dangerous work you could do in these slave camps, because that's what it was. That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. So now, these candy boys are melting by design. See, this is an exhibit that won't last long. And the cat is there too. The Sphinx is there. The Sphinx is melting too. Every day, the Sphinx is melting. And my correction, there were 15 of the little boys, and I think it may be 12 now. But they're melting, and the candy on the Sphinx, even the sugar on the Sphinx looks like blood trickling down. And I know many of you have told me you're having lots of cat dreams that's been coming up. Even since around Mother's Day, I've received tons of emails about cats and dreams and people seeing cats. So now, let's talk about this. Let's talk about why this is unique. When you look at the hand, one of the reporters was saying that the Sphinx left hand has the middle finger sticking out, and they ask her, what did that mean? Did that mean good luck? Come on now. Everybody knows that when you stick your middle finger at somebody, that's not saying good luck. So the reporter said, does it mean good luck or does it mean fuck you? And she so gracefully said, you could take it however you want it. But I know that this Sphinx here in the West means you will never enslave my people again. So take it however you want. So all kinds of controversy is going on about this article because people are going to see it and they're feeling some kind of way about it. Not only that, there's a very long name for what this exhibit is called. And she made that name very long on purpose. And even at her closing, and we're talking about Miss Walker, Miss Walker says, when this cat melts, see, because they're going to, the exhibit is going to be over in June, but when this cat melts, then the history, the spirit of all of our ancestors involved in this will be released. But she did something else that was really, really interesting in that she said. She said, you know, she talked about Cleopatra and bringing sort of that energy to the West, that this was a home for the Sphinx, that the Sphinx finally has a home. Do y'all know how powerful that shit is? She channeled her ass off on this. The Sphinx finally has a home. That's what she said. And not only that, she set a nice little ritual in place, whether consciously or unconsciously. This is my interpretation. And she said, once all of this has melted and they destroy this building. See, she made the Sphinx white for a reason, because she made a point to say that every day, she said something very powerful. She said, you know, I know that ghosts can haunt you. Ghosts can haunt you because they're a part of history and they will never let you forget what is here. And she said, every day, every single day, we give that stare that the Sphinx is giving, and we kill each other with our looks. We kill each other by thinking that if you're light skin, if you're dark skin, or if you're white, somehow you're better than other people. Or if you're a man, or if you're a woman, somehow that makes you better. Powerful ass sister. Powerful. So she talks about that. She talks about as the powerful Sphinx sit there with her arms crossed and her breasts protruding out, nurturing the world. And she made a reference to Cleopatra and said, but you wouldn't know that about me. You wouldn't know that I was Cleopatra. You know why you wouldn't know? Because I was taking care of your families while I was working in this factory. You wouldn't know that because I was cleaning up your mess. So this was something that was shared by all of our ancestors across the globe. Sphinx. It really is a bitter history with something sweet. They told us sugar wasn't good for you. Well, this sugar right here is simply beautiful. An American Sphinx, they call it. another person said, she is so exposed, she is so vulnerable, but at the same time, she has the grace and the mystic that is completely unapproachable. And literally, there were people at the exhibit saying that they were scared to walk up close on it. Scared to come close to the American Sphinx. Beautiful. Beautiful. They talked about being frightened by looking at the candy boys. How many candy boys do we have, brothers? The candy boys carrying the baskets. And as they melt day by day in this un-air-conditioned factory, you can see the blood as it begins to trickle from their feet, because many of our ancestors lost their lives in these factories. Lost their lives. They lost their lives. They lost their families, and they lost their lives. Lost their lives. But interesting enough, she's not a sister that kind of strives on race. In fact, she don't even really see race, because she understands the greater picture, like we understand the greater picture here. We understand it in a very big way and what it really means. So now, I want you to just think about that. This is the bittersweet of life. Bittersweet. Did you know that lemons have more sugar in it than strawberries? But think about how sweet a strawberry is and how sour fucking lemon is. Bittersweet. Bittersweet. We're not mad. This is about getting to a new level of understanding. And I want to read this for you. This statue is called the Marvelous Sugar Baby, a homage to the unpaid and overworked artisans who have redefined our sweet tastes from the cane fields to the kitchen of the new world. The sister wrote this, y'all. On the occasion of the demolition of the Domino Sugar Refinery plant. So you may ask yourself, wow. They asked her, can you come up with a shorter name? She said, nah, that's what it's got to be. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. So this sugar factory goes way back to the 1600s. People went to war over sugar. They did all kinds of things over sugar. So this sphinx shows up our assumptions. And this is what Walker talks about. She said she has black features, but she's white. Has she been bleached and thus made more beautiful? Or is she a spectacle, or a spectrum, I should say, of history? The female embodiment of all human labor went in to making her. That is the creative side. We have to stay reminded of life lessons. We can't ever forget life lessons. We can't ever forget it. She talks about how the Sphinx is a part of one world and a half in another world, and the Sphinx in the left hand. So take it how you want. Good luck, fuck you, or fertility. And depending on who you are standing in front of that sphinx, it's either going to be good luck when you get in front of it, it's either going to be telling you, fuck you, or it's either going to be showing you the fertility of new life. The handkerchief or the Auntie Mama scarf, she put it there to remind us where she comes from. Where she comes from. She talks about she's Cleopatra as a worker, unknown to you because you have rarely seen her. She has raised your children. She's cleaned up your messes, emotional and otherwise. Walker says that she made this servant monument not only because she wants us to see her, but so the Sphinx can show us. So she can get her face, get in your face with her brown sugar beneath all this fucking whiteness. Ain't that powerful? She wanted the Sphinx to get in front of you. To show you her brownness that's under all this whiteness. Because when sugar starts out as brown in its raw stage. It has to go through the refinery process in order for it to become white. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? And one of the things that I love, this is a badass sister for real, because let me tell you what she did. When you're standing at the rear of the Sphinx and you're able to see her yoni sticking out, yeah, her yoni, the rear in exit, the rear in exit. The rear in exit. The yoni crouches in a position that is regal, yet very subjective. She talks about her being beat down, but standing. This is a part of her history. This is what Walker is saying. So there's a mystery. There's still a mystery here, you know. And when we think about the Sphinx, we've seen the Sphinx, of course, in the pyramids. But now the Sphinx is right in Brooklyn, New York. So what's the real secret here? What's the real divine ritual being dropped? And when she dropped this, this is what's making everybody saying, maybe we don't need to close this factory. Maybe we need to try to see what we can do. This is a whitewash for real. Y'all know what whitewash is, right? Sugar is a whitewash for real. So now, this is the real secret here. And I want you to see if you can catch this riddle, because we know Elder Heru taught us that the Sphinx teach divines lessons through riddles. This is what she says. The monumental of her survival, the blood of her past now, refined, made white, built to crumble. Let me say it one more time for you. The monumentality of her survival, the blood of her past now, refined, made white, built to crumble. Did y'all catch the code? Have y'all decoded that? Well, the powers that be, they decoded that, and now they got petitions saying we don't need to tear that building down because she put that code in there, and that code said that she built this to crumble. She made it white to crumble. We know our Native American ancestors left some powerful things. So when we do certain things to their land, what happens? Well, they want to tear this building down, and they want to put some high-rise right there on the water and make it nice and beautiful and shiny. But it's a lot of blood there. It's a lot of death there. It's a lot of sweetness that went into that land. A whole lot of sweetness went there. And she made that to release all of those ancestors and to give them their wish for their story to be told, for their story to be out, for all those who have been slaved, for all those who have been underpaid, for all of those, for all of those who have been redefined and made white. She built it to crumble. And so every single day, the fascination that people are running down to the Domino's factory to go see the American Sphinx, because it's melting every single day. It is crumbling. It is crumbling right before your eyes. The candy boys, the blood is pouring. The blood is flowing. The domino effect. Remember what Walker says. She know ghosts can hurt you. Ghosts can hurt you. And we know what the domino effect. You knock one domino down, and you know the rest will come falling down. And she built a white sphinx to crumble. So underneath, as the sphinx begins in that hot building with no air condition, just like our ancestors who worked there, just like those who lost their limbs, whether they were coming from Louisiana, Boston, New York, or any of the places where these factories exist, whether they were in somewhere on the islands, or whether they were in Puerto Rico picking the sugar canes, no matter where on the planet they were involved in this North Atlantic trade, this blood sugar stealing the sweetness out of our lives. But the good thing is, when this sphinx is finally gone, and these 15 candy boys have melted away, because if you look at the pictures closely, as the sphinx begins to melt, the true essence of her brownness comes to the surface. The true core essence of her true color, not redefined, but the true essence comes to the surface. When all of that is gone, you're going to see a big shift in sugar. Sugar will never be the same. It will not impact our bodies the same. It will not destroy us the same. So this is a powerful ritual that's being done. I want you to go out and buy you a box of domino sugar. Put it inside of a bowl. Put it inside of a white bowl or on a white plate. And then I want you to take all of your desires for yourself and put them on 15 slips of paper, and I want you to shove it in that sugar. And let that sit on your altar. And every day, I want you to take a teaspoon of that sugar and put it in the land, put it in the grass, feed it back to the earth, and pull one of your desires out of it so you can open up that blessing. And at the end, just keep taking the sugar out until there is no more. Until there is no more. Releasing that energy of sugar, that energy of Domino's sugar that's out there. The Sphinx is melting. If you're in the New York area, I want you to go see that. If you can get to Brooklyn, go there. It is free. Go there. Go see the Sphinx because she has a message. Is that message good luck? Of course, for us. For some, the message is going to be fuck you. And if you are a sister or a woman on the planet and you wish to give birth and give life, go stand before the Sphinx. This is the Sphinx that is here in the West. And for those of you who can't go, I want you to get those pictures online. And there are some very profound ones that are online that are very up close and personal. And you get in, you magic makers, and you start to work your magic. The Sphinx. Some powerful shit happening right now. Our people are doing their work all over the world, and I applaud them from everywhere. Because I told you guys a couple of months ago, me and Brother Bilal did a show, new, everything new. No longer can we say there's nothing new under the sun. We are no longer under the same fucking sun. So there are some new things out there. And oh boy, this is some new shit. This is some new shit for real. For real, for real. And magical. 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 That's it. Sugar babies. Sugar babies. Some badass sugar babies. Badass. Badass. And if you go and you take some pictures or you do a video, because I know you guys have those high-speed cameras, I want you to say, I'm here in New York live looking at the sugar baby. I'm looking at it. And I want you to take a picture. Take a picture of it. Say you're filming it for Miss Blue. Say you're filming it for Miss Blue and the remix. And then you can come back and you can share that with us. Take some of those pictures. Get that. Get that, sugar baby. Get it. Get the Sphinx. Be able to be there in front of the marvelous sugar babies. Be able to be there in front of the powerful Sphinx. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. A real blessing for our time. I just wanted to share that with you guys. That is the hottest shit. But we got more. We got more. Trust me. We got more. We got so much more. We're just getting started here tonight. We got so much more. It's no rush tonight. It's no rush tonight. This is our X to multiplication. And you are awakened by the droves. Yeah. I want to take this opportunity here to just thank all of those who've been doing their work. And really, from the bottom of my heart, because we are that collective consciousness. We are that consciousness that scientists all over the world are measuring. We are that. We're making these things happen, these changes, these what seem to be magic. The song tonight is for you. So I want to thank Brother Bobby Hemmett. I want to thank Dr. Ben. I want to thank, wow, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Dr. Ben. I mean, I want to go down the line and thank every single person who is doing their work. It's so many that we would be here forever. I want to thank Elder Haru. Oh, I want to thank Elder Haru. Dr. Delbert Blair. I want to thank Brother Panic. I want to thank Queen Afua. I want to thank Bobby's Queen Linda. I want to thank Brother Bilal. I want to thank Brother Reggie. I want to thank the Goddess Rainwater. I want to thank Dr. Richard King. I want to thank Dr. Brown. This is graduation time. I definitely want to thank our brother Wayne Chandler. Thank Yasir Hotep. I mean, can I go on forever? I want to thank the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I could go on forever. I want to thank John Henry Clark. I want to thank Ebony. Oh, my gosh. I want to thank Sister Manya and the whole family. I want to thank Esther. I want to thank the priestess. I want to thank everyone in Self-Invested. I want to thank Brother Jerome. I want to thank Brother Shay. Oh, my God, Brother Shay. I want to thank him. Brother Ogun. I want to thank Ursa Mayat. I mean, my gosh. I want to thank Sadat, Brother Sadat. Get well soon. I want to thank Dr. Umar Johnson. Oh, in my heart, I want to thank my brother, my ride or die brother. I want to thank Dr. Yu. I want to thank my children, my family. Oh, my goodness. I want to thank Osmosis and all the poets who have ever graced the stage. I want to thank Kalimar. Ah, man, this song is for you. This song is for all of you. And I can't keep saying names. We'd be here every day. Every day, yeah, every way. We'll be here. We would be here. We would be here. We would be here, and we would never leave. We would be here. We would be here. It is graduation time. It is graduation time. It is. It is. It is. I want to thank Dr. Anthony Browder. I want to thank Jafar, the artist. Oh, damn, that brother got soul. I want to thank Nicole. Ooh, badass sister, the connector. Man, I want to thank Dr. Banks. I want to thank Dr. Banks. Gosh, like my mind is being flooded. I want to thank the whole West Coast, Brother Dietrich and the Perfect Union Wealth Center. Brother Johnny, I want to thank, I want to thank Queen Opulus. Me and my sister go back a way long back. We go back way far. I want to thank her. I want to thank. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I want to thank, and I'm going to pause, and I want you to say your name. Because this song that I'm going to play is for you. So I want to pause. I want to thank. There you go. You said your name. So I heard all of your voices from all over. I want to thank the babies and everyone. Yeah. So I'm going to play this for you. And I want you to get up. And I want you to feel this vibe. feel this vibe. Feel this vibe. Feel it. Because this is for you. You know, I want to thank Griffin. Dang it. We can't stay here all night, you guys. We got work to do. I want to thank, you know.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
And here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen to the words. Listen to the words here. You know, Brother Bilal has told us about understanding words and understanding their frequencies and understanding their vibrations and understanding them in a way that we have never understood words and we've never understood the planets and we've never understood these things. But I want you to listen to the words, listen closely to the words as you're kind of vibing with this. We have so much we're going to be covering tonight. X, the return of the extraterrestrial beings, is what we're going to be talking about with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. I want to remind you, he's going to be going out the beginning of next month, Brother Bilal, to LA. He's going to be in the Thousand Oaks area, and he's going to be doing a live lecture. A live lecture. You get to see him up close and personal, sponsored by myself and the Perfect Union Wealth Center. Limited number. If you are interested and you want to be a part, you definitely need to reach out to Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Everything is in the show notes so you can get there. So we're going to listen to this song. And as we began to listen to this song, I want you to really pay attention to the words. Because tonight, Brother Bilal is going to be exposing the beings. We got a spirit quest that we'll be doing and much more.
Shine your light for the world to see. sometimes I get discouraged. I look around and things are so weak, people are so weak. Sometimes I feel like dying. Sometimes my heart gets heavy. Sometimes I just wanna leave and fly away. Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. Passion takes over me. Feel like a man going insane. Use my brain trying to maintain. Hey, hey, hey. Put my heart and soul into this song. I hope you feel me where I am, to wherever you are. Sometimes it don't want to be bothered. Sometimes I just want a quiet life. Me and my babies, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't want to get into no war. Sometimes I don't want to be a soldier. Sometimes I just want to be a man. But fool me, say, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My hobby, say, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. All my people to be free, to be free, to be free. For my people to be free, to be free.
All right, that was Most Deaf, everyone, and you and I. Ooh, yes, 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 everyone, everyone. We have so much that we're covering here tonight live in the remix, and just so glad to have everyone here on board. I'm checking out all of your tweets here. Want to say big shots out to Geo Cosmic Valentine for retweeting that as well. So I'm going to forward that on Twitter over here so that you guys can check out if you want to see a picture of the Sphinx and the article that was done. All kinds of articles are out there. And, yeah, I see some of you are talking about that you're going to be going down there. Yeah. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Oh, wow. All right. Well, we're going to get ready to bring Brother Bilal on. Again, I just want to remind you guys, we're live in the remix here tonight, of course, and just so much is going on. So much is going on in the cosmos right now. So we're going to bring on Brother Bilal right now. Let me find him here because it is so many of you guys on the phone lines here. Let me find Brother Bilal. Let's find him here. I know he is here. Here we go. Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal.
Good evening, Ms. Blue. Job well done, I tell you.
Oh,
man.
Thank you.
Nice. Oh. Excellence is contagious. That was well done. Excellent. Excellent job.
Oh, wow.
Sugar. So, I never would have imagined with sugar. You put a whole new twist on the sugar daddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. That's wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I really have to stop and thank you right now for doing your work. And I tell you, you have really added a wealth of knowledge to what I do and what me and the brothers were already doing. We were missing the feminine energy. We were. When I did the first show on the remix, I told everybody how it was 9 to 10 brothers at the table 3 times a week religiously, 8 years straight.
Wow.
Re-educating, redoing our whole mind over. And 95% of what we talked about were women and the issues we had with them.
Yeah.
And it's just a beautiful thing to have, you know, just a great compliment. You know, I really thank you for doing the work, and all the sisters out there, all the self-invested, my family, Brother Jerome dropped and did his thing. Man, I was so proud of Brother. Man, Brother Dietrich did his division. West Coast, I'm coming. Chemistry, the mystery of Kim, mystery of the blackness. We will be getting it in. And you know Dr. Banks will be here Sunday night to add everything back up like you said. But that Sphinx, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I am just so super excited about that. You know, we talked about this earlier, and I want to say this really, really quick about this, and then we're going to move on from the Sphinx here, but I want to let you guys know, we know about signs and symbols, and I was telling Brother Bilal this as well, and even Siba Haru as well, and I want to let you guys know, I was looking for someone all day on Facebook. I had posted it about if somebody could really, really, if they're in New York, could they contact me, because I wanted them to work on this project. And as I was going through, I went on Facebook, and all of a sudden, I heard this voice that said, look, look at her head. Look what she's wearing. And I seen a picture of a sister on Facebook that I've done a reading for. She's a part of the Remix family named Cindy. And she had a scarf tied around her head like the Sphinx. And I just kept hearing, look at her. Look at the Sphinx. Look at her. Look at the Sphinx. I'm like, look, I don't have time for this. I'm trying to find somebody to go take the pictures for the Sphinx. And all of a sudden, it was Cindy Pickney. And I said, oh, my gosh. She has the scarf on her head just like the Sphinx, and she's a photographer. So she's actually going to be going out there and taking those pictures and working on that project for me the Sugar Mama and the Sugar Babies out there. For the Sphinx. And just again, I want to thank that sister, like you said, Brother Bilal, and thank you so much, because you. My work has transformed tremendously because of you as well. And she did give me permission to say her name, you guys, so check it out.
I tell you one thing, there's no coincidences.
Not
the only thing that's a coincidence is the word itself. That's it. No coincidences, trust me.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot to cover, man.
So,
we
got to talk about this because, you know, one of the things I want to say, and I know you're going to give us some more clarity on this. We kind of spoke about it a little bit, about what's going on in the cosmos. But I want to talk about these meteor showers that we've been having since the beginning of the year. And actually, as we speak right now, there's a meteor shower that they're talking about that's coming here. But I have news for you guys. You're just now seeing it here, but that meteor shower already happened. It happened earlier this week. In fact, that meteor shower took place, I'm going to say, on Wednesday night. And Wednesday, I had the honor of speaking with our dear brother Bobby Hemmett and his Queen Linda on Wednesday evening. And we talked for a while, and Brother Bobby got on the phone, and he was asking about the show, and he was talking, and it was so heartfelt and so moving. So definitely Linda sends her love, Brother Bobby sends his love to everyone out there to keep doing their work as well, and we definitely send our love back to them. So just remember about the Brother Bobby Hemmett, where you can send love, where you can send some sweet things, you know? Brother Bobby Hemmett got on the phone, and he started talking to me, and he asked about the show. And I said to him, how's the show going? I said, oh, it's going great. I said, but you know, Brother Bobby Hemmett, there's nobody like you. And he said, well, just kind of like that little laugh, and I started laughing. And we talked for a few more minutes, and he said, Blue, I love you. And I said, Brother Bobby, I love you too. And it was just a magical moment, you know, to be able to capture that essence. And then I was able to talk to Linda, and, you know, she was sharing some things with me, you know, and just her dedication. She is truly, truly, truly carrying and wearing and owning her power. Talk about the female sphinx and sitting in her queendom. She's truly, truly doing that and leading the pathway for all of us in our loved ones and being that divine example of stand by your man and staying together and being in love. That is truly a great example of that. So my love out to them, and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, though, because every time I told you, when you hear right, think about right hemisphere.
Yes.
You know, it's meteorite.
Yes.
Trust me. You understand? But understand what's bringing this energy in. I do have some dates I want to give out, because it's going to be very significant. Very much so. Let me give a little reference to this. Right now, Saturn is sitting over the Great Pyramid, where the Sphinx is, what you was talking about.
Yeah, all powerful. Right.
You see, this is what you need to know about Saturn. It takes 29.45 years to move around the whole zodiac, move around the whole house. It's like precise with the motion of the moon. Remember I did this show about the sun and the moon, say the 28 days. I wasn't trying to confuse no one to breaking it down. But the moon is a 29.5 day, just like Saturn. And it takes 29.5 years to move. And Saturn been sitting here for a little minute now. But it's going to be making a transition out of Scorpio, which is the resurrection.
Yes.
All right, and look at this date. This is when Saturn going to be moving into the next house, which is Sagittarius. I'm getting ready to tell you about this. It's going to be moving at 12/21/2014. It's going to be going into the house of Sagittarius, leaving Scorpio, which is the house of resurrection, death, and rebirth. Okay, that's 12/21, winter solstice, 2014.
Yes. At precisely 6:03 Eastern PM.
Yes. But look what's going to happen. It's going to move into the house of Sagittarius 3 months in, March 21st, which is the spring equinox. Then Saturn's going to look like it forgot something in Scorpio and go in retrograde back into Scorpio. So this is the period I want you to look for. 3/21/2015 to 6/21/2015, which is the summer solstice. This is the resurrection period.
Got it.
In between this time. And it would be making this transition. But look at the dates on how it's falling. Then it would be making this full transformation into Sagittarius at 9/21/2015. I know these dates are kind of a little bit out there, but you need to start understanding processes. You need to start understanding that when you catch a cold, you already had the cold before you start sneezing 4 to 5 days. You got to understand process.
Yes.
Because this is something that's going to happen. You're not going to be able to stop this from happening. And when it moved into Sagittarius, this is what I want to tell everybody that's been doing their spiritual work. When Saturn hit the house of Sagittarius, all religion will be challenged. Because Sagittarius is the house of Mother Nature, the instructor,
yeah,
the hands,
yeah,
the arms. This is where the professor and the spiritual masters sit. Hold on, it's coming. Because you know we get impatient, but I promise you it's going to come to a head when it moves into Sagittarius, because Sagittarius is the house of fire element.
Yes.
All right? So be very, very, keep those dates close to you. You will see some action there. But that's what the big nervousness. You kind of feel that energy in the atmosphere, like it's kind of like something going on.
Yes.
That's what's going on, because Saturn will not move out of Scorpio without the resurrection. Trust that. Trust that one.
Yes.
And it takes 29.45 years to make that turn. So this was the last time this was here, in 1984, 85, and then 1954, 55, then 1924, 1925. See, and that's why tonight we're talking about time.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why we're talking about time tonight. And we're talking about, and by the way, happy birthday to Malcolm X, because they just put the Malcolm X-Men out. The X-Men came out today.
Mm-hmm.
The X-Men.
Yes.
That's the multiplication, multiplying. How you think they put this out on Malcolm X's birthday week, El Malik Shabazz? How you feel that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All of these meteorite showers, new souls, new beings coming to the planet.
Rebecca, we're talking about X-Men, so we're talking about the return of the extraordinary extraterrestrial beings.
That's
light beings.
Yes.
But they're unknown, but we're going to expose the names tonight. The X-Men, unknown.
Yes.
Time. The X-Men. See, this goes back. Whenever you get a chance, I hope you have something to write with, because what I want you to do when you get a chance, go to Wikipedia and look up Speed Racer that came out in the 60s, like 66, 67. This was a Japanese company that put this cartoon out. But we're talking about something here. Because, see, Speed Racer had an older brother named Racer X, number 9, that wore the mask. He was unknown, but he was the older brother, Racer X. And just like in the nation, you know, the first thing you got to do is get your X. And then we must divide. When we did the mathematics of life, I told you we have to go the other way. We're starting from the wrong way. It's not addition, subtraction, multiplication, then division. It's the opposite way. We have to start at multiplying. That's why you see certain cultures build a whole platform on mathematics of life, just like the Vietnamese. They can stay 20 in the house. They stay multiplying.
Yes.
Then they divide. They divide what they're making amongst each other, and then they start subtracting themselves one at a time out the apartment, out the house. And then they add last. That's why Dr. Banks come on and add the new addition. That's what addition is. Not Ricky, Ralph, Mike, and Bobby. We're talking about the new addition he coming with. But this is Speed Racer, because Pops had a new motor. It was a new engine. We're talking about a new mind. Pops had a design for the lightest engine in the whole universe. It was on the windshield, the eyes. Do you know when you have real knowledge and power. You take your time.
Yes.
Let's see if that's right. You know, if you was to buy a Mustang, Miss Blue, and it was a six-cylinder, you'd be out there trying to race every damn body trying to prove this six-cylinder is fast. Do you know if you get the real Mustang, a Cobra, a Saline, you get a Mustang with all that horsepower, you don't even go fast no more because you know what the car could do for real?
Yes.
It's only when you get that six-cylinder and you pull up on people and rum, 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 and sound like a little moped. See, this is why you have to take your time when you have knowledge.
Yes.
There's nothing to rush about, nothing to rush. But we talking about graduating into a new mind. That's why it was go, 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 which is 555 in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So everything tonight will be wrapped around the X. And when I say X, I want you to see the alphabet X and also EX, because it's the same thing. The EX and X has the same meaning. That's why you had Excalibur. And this is the sword in the stone. The sword have to be pulled out of the stone, out of your philosopher's stone. Because whenever we're talking about X, we're not only talking about time, but we're talking about anything with grace, great force, just like explosion.
Right.
So these are words of excitement. And hold on to that word excitement, because we're going to need it later for the light beings, because they need to be excited. The light beings can't even show up if they're not excited. It's just like if you're telling me about something you're doing in this party you're giving, but you're not excited. How am I supposed to get excited and you're not even excited?
Right.
You see? So this is the excitement of the light being. So we're talking about everything X, because we're talking about time. And we're talking about X-rated. That's why what you was talking about earlier, Miss Blue, we have to make a fair exchange. No excuses.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about EX, which is extraterrestrial. See, and that's connected to that subtraction, because that's what's about to end this shit, that Exodus. But we're talking about EX. And, man, I love when you was giving shots out to everybody, because everybody been doing it work. And it's like we are really reminders of each other's work, really verifying each other's work, not to come and redo it. They already been done.
Exactly.
We are in the doing of the work. We're not in repeating, talking about the work again. That don't make sense.
Right.
It's just like what's going on with the battle rapping. Like you battling who has the most knowledge. You battling who knows more. You battling over who knows more. And we all know the Moors, they came before Columbus.
Yes.
Most of the Moors settled in Baltimore out that way in the east. You don't care who know more.
Right.
So that's why I say excellence is contagious, because what you did was excellent. And tonight we are after excellence. And I will give the symbol we talked about in self-invested.
Yes.
Which is E equals infinity 3.
Yes.
E equals infinity 3. And what we're saying, there are infinite levels of three possessions. Infinite. That's experimenting, experience, and expression. Let me say those again. Write them. E equals infinity 3. The three E's. Mm. Experiment / expedition. When we talk about experimenting, we're talking about / an expedition, a journey.
Mm.
Second one, experience / expensive. Because you got to pay for these damn lessons. They become very expensive experiments.
Yes.
And remember, once you experience, you no longer have to go through anything. You're only going through shit because you haven't experienced it yet.
Yes.
And the last one is expression / explanation.
Mm.
See, we need to understand those three forever. Because you will be in a constant experiment, experience, and expression.
Yes.
Everything X tonight. X marks the spot. So we're talking about X. We're talking about the time table. There is a real order of time. Do you know nothing can stop an idea whose time has come?
Yes. Mm.
Do you know nothing can stop an idea whose time has come? Can't nothing stop it because everything starts to line up. So we're talking about a timeline.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Not this time.
Yes.
Because you know on the show we talk about time a lot, and I am very conscious of that because we have to come to the science of time, which is the science of Saturn. Do you know Saturn has, they call it a moon, but really Saturn has a planet that mirrors the Earth, the same atmosphere. All communications are open. All the antennas are up. And on 8/24, August 24, 2014, you will have Mars and Saturn lining up with a lunar eclipse at the same time. That's August 24th moving into the 25th. Keep your notes. Watch the events on the news. So tonight we're talking about multiplying the multi dimensions of time. This is where the theology of time sit. That's why Brother Jerome came here talking about subtraction, because he was doing time, even talking about brothers and sisters serving time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about the science of a timepiece. Because we didn't come here to serve time. We only came here to mark it with our experiences. That's why I say X marks the spot, because it's just like when you're working out, you need someone to spot you. Because X marks the spot. So listen good. Because in order to understand this, you would have to look at the word itself with this multiplication. Multiplication. Multi mean many applications. That's what multiplication is. They're talking about many applications. We're even living in the applications of our knowledge. Everything we've been studying over and over and over is no longer an experiment. We are in the doing. When Saturn moves into Sagittarius, we're going to be moving into the doing, the how-to, the instructions of life. You fill out the application to get a job, you might have to fill out 9, 10 applications, many applications to get that one job. And on that job, they're not going to hire you for what you think you know. They're only going to hire you for what you know for sure. For what you have experienced. Multi-applications. Just like you have a rash on your face, you may have to put multi-applications of Neosporin to clear it up. We were talking about multi-applications. So this may be doing one thing many different ways.
Yes.
Just like you're in the club dancing, you're dancing, but you may be doing many different. You do the wop, and then you do the slide back, and then you're doing all kinds of damn dance because you're doing multiple applications of a dance. It's just different expressions. And remember, everything tonight is on X, the X factor. And I damn sure ain't come here to tell you go get a job and stop playing your Xbox to go to work. But you got to know, if you don't work, you don't eat. And if you have unanswered questions, you could always get the answer. All you have to do is add time and effort, and we'll see the end result. Even in your relationship, is how much effort and time you're putting in it is going to be the end result. Remember, X is time. X is marking time. So we're talking about a time slip, a time sheet. When you go to work, you're punching in a time clock. And the only reason you work so hard, so things could become effortless. You don't have to work as hard no more. Because remember, once you get it, you could slow it up and do it at will. That's why everything slows up when you have real power. That's why it would slow up. All right, so that's the difference of having experience and not rushing, because once you have the experience, there's no need to rush. Take your time so you don't have to go back over it, because time is the one thing you can't get back. You can't get the time back. Even if you think about time in a car, the timing don't have nothing to do with you driving. It's just letting you know what time to be on your appointment if you're on time. It's nothing to do with your driving unless you're racing. Is that right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Think about it. What would time have to do inside the car? It's on the dashboard for if you're racing. So it's graduation time. Guess what graduation means, Ms. Blue? Out of the race. Get out of the race. Get out of black, white, Chinese, French, Mexican, Italian. Get out of the races. That ain't even, that's fucking salad dressings. That ain't even races. French Italian. Think about it. In your major cities, you go to Little Tokyo. Went to New York, I went to Chinatown. Little Italy. Where is Little Africa, Ms. Blue?
Right, right.
Where is Little Africa? We can even contribute a salad dressing? Where is the dashiki dressing? We can even put a damn salad dressing together. Because we're talking about many applications. So that's why you do an excellent job. Because you go many applications. You have to do it over and over and over. I remember when I was younger, Ms. Blue, my brother, he was going to karate school. Ms. Blue, he was going every day from 9 to 5. To karate school. He was putting many applications in. He was going to apply himself every day. Because when you're doing multiplication, you got to apply yourself every day. He had the nunchuck. He thought he was Jim Kelly. The only thing was when he got in a fight, he didn't use no karate. So listen to what I'm saying. It's no way you go for a year straight every day, 9 to 5, and not use what you've been learning. Because we do it over and over and over and over because it become in our subconscious. But every time you got in a fight, you reach in the regular stand. Like, you know, like what are you learning? And that's what the whole thing about a job. You got to do it over and over and over. So this is what I want you to write down. What is a job? And why is everybody looking for a damn job? Everybody jobless and all this shit. Remember I told you move into Sagittarius? So Sagittarius represents the hands and the arms also. So what's the job at hand right now? Because as black people, the world did a job on us, hands down. So we have to fulfill the job. That's why we have timetables. Because at some point of doing the job, there's some type of reward need to come out, and now we're going to turn the tables. Because there are light beings that are unknown to you. That's why I'm going to share them tonight. There are extraterrestrial beings. And they are here to assist you, but if you don't know they are there, you don't know how to call on your assistance. All you have to do is fill out the time slip. Fill out the invoice. It's an inner voice. Put your invoice in. Because we clocked in 460 years ago. So that's a hell of a check coming.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We clocked in over 460 years ago. You built the whole America. You did a hell of a job. Built the whole London. You did a hell of a job.
Yes.
Built damn China. You did a hell of a job. When I went to France, Ms. Blue, they didn't have no black people there. They told me there was no black people in France, Ms. Blue. But when I got to France, I saw nothing but black people.
I was going to say,
guess what
yes.
They told me? But no, but guess what they told me? They said, I'm not black, I'm French. I said, well, goddamn. They said, no, we don't split up everything like that over here, black, white. No, we're French.
We're French.
I said, I'll be goddamn. They're not concerned with color.
Right.
Think about that. But you have to do your job.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Guess what's been our saving grace? Guess what's been a saving grace, Ms. Boo? The job.
The job. Yep. The job.
Because there was nothing else to put up. That's why it was Steve's job.
That's right.
It's the job. Let me expose to you who the job is. Let me tell you why you have to get to work and do your job. Let me bring you to my humble servant, Job. Which is your job. Your
Job.
Humble servant job. That has suffered all the afflictions. Your job is the best part of who you are. Your job is connected to you getting respect when you do a job, Job, well done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do an excellent job. Job. Can't nothing come against the job. It's designed to pay off. The harder you work, it has to pay off.
Yes.
Job well done. Job well done. $40 million slave. Don't get caught up into the sterling silver. They're doing their job, their job. We've been working for 460 years and there's still no compensation because this shit is hooked on. They're addicted to slave labor. That's why everything being done in the sweatshops.
Yeah.
Slave labor, because they built the country off of slavery, slave labor, so they got to consistently look for damn slaves.
Everywhere.
And slaves can't call shots, only work at shops. But you got to do your job, your job. And we are moving outside of your belief about the job. It's time to work for what you know. You have to work from what you know, because the light beings I'm going to expose to you are not fond of guessing, only accuracy.
Mm.
And before we move, I'm going to give you 4 points of Job's friends, job friends. You got 4 friends on the job, on every job. The first one was Zophar. That's Z-O-P-H-A-R, which translates to the sparrow. Keep your eye on the sparrow. These are internal friends of Job. I mean job.
Mm-hmm.
This is about you making a quantum leap.
Yes, which is so powerful, right?
The second internal friend was Bildad, B-I-L-D-A-D, which translates to humility. And be patient with yourself for what you haven't learned yet. Even the people that's working where you are didn't know it at one time. Humility is the second internal friend. We're talking about your job. The third internal friend was Alphonse. And Alphonse Levi sat over the tarot deck.
Yes.
They say Alphonse Levi had the tarot deck. He sat over. He was the DNA. That's why your genes, your genetic, like Levi genes, are your DNA. But Alphonse translate to your gold. This is the gold of the alchemist, your G-O-A-L. what's your goal of your job? And I'm not talking about at work. I'm talking about your job. It may be a job to put your family back together, but somebody got to do the job.
Right.
Don't sit around and bitch about the job, because really all phones mean all phones. All phone lines are connected. The fourth internal friend of every job was Elijah. And this was the youngest friend of Job, I mean the job. This is staying innocent and honest. And honesty, you know how I feel about truth and honesty. Honesty is going to play a big role in accessing the beings, the extraterrestrial beings. Because when you stay honest, you understand it may take many applications to do what you came here to do. Remember, we say time, the X, the EX. Because anytime you say time, always when, W-H-E-N, got to come up. So we're going to be talking about when and how.
Yes.
Anytime you say how, you always asking for directions. No matter how many times you say how, it's going to be directions connected to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how I am with words, and this is how I want you to start understanding words. It's like holding a pencil in your hand and breaking that pencil in half. I want you to start breaking the word just like that pencil, because the words have oxygen in it. If you learn one word, you learn all words. Pay attention to your words. So that's every time you say how, it's got to be direction connected to it. You can't even say it. However, know-how, the know-how, however, that means you're going to do it no matter what. Keep looking ahead.
Yes.
Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. All right? So if you think about this, because I'm going to the light beam. And to understand these light beings, stick your hand. I open your hand. Look at your hand. Just hold it out. Hold your fingers out. That's team. These four points and a thumb is making a team.
Yes.
Now, I want you to ball your fist now. Bring them all together. Look how strong you just become. Because these extraterrestrial beings are a team, but they need you to pull it all together. So there is a galvanizing agent.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that galvanizes. That's why we're going to California and talk about chemistry, because chemistry wins championships.
Yes.
And it takes the X, it takes time to develop chemistry.
Yes.
But there's a galvanizing agent.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The galvanizing agent to the beings is trust.
So true. Yeah.
It's trust. If you have a small beacon of light, share your light with the world, like Mos Def said.
Yes.
Don't think your light is not bright enough. Whatever you have, bring it to the table. No more reacting. No mores reacting. M-O-O-R-S. No mores reacting.
Right.
Trust. Trust is outside of the belief, and it's the strongest element because you can't see it. Trust is a demonstration. Trust is knowing. In God we trust, knowing the time.
So we're talking about the real science of time. The real science of time is this word. Divine. D-I-V-I-N-D. I-N-E, I'm sorry, D-I-V-I-N-E. Divine is the science behind time.
Oh, yes, all in divine time.
Everything is in the divine time. It's when everything becomes one. W-O-N. When everything becomes one. And if you turn one W-O-N around, it says now. So now is the time.
Yes.
Divine time. Look, the vine, V-I-N-E, like a grapevine, the vine of time, the umbilical cord of life.
Yes, so true.
You have to connect back. You were even born at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was born at the exact same time. Think about to do a job, to do a job. It's in a certain time.
Right.
If someone's fixing your house, Miss Blue, they can't fix the damn bathroom for 2 fucking years.
Right.
You go, no, they don't know what the damn they doing. You don't know what they doing.
Yes, yes.
Because they're taking too much time.
Yes.
So all time is divine, especially when you go into the motion of time, when you come into real time. If you look at the word divine, it looked like divide, what Brother Dietrich came and did. He came to split the time, split time in half.
Yes.
Not to waste time. Fuck, we living on borrowed time. Think about how time, we in damn June already. We're a week away from June.
Time travel. Mm-hmm.
Look how fast time is moving. Time is moving so fast. That's why I say time waits for no one. You ever wonder why time don't wait for no one? Think about it. Hold on. Stop right there. Time waits for no one. But you ever thought about time, why time don't wait for no one? Because if time start waiting for anyone, it would be committing suicide. Because time would have to, when time wait, that means time would have to stop.
Mm.
You call that killing time. Time can't kill itself. So if you're sitting around waiting, you're killing time, and you can't get that time back. So time is moving on. And remember, time only flies when you're having fun. And this is the excitement of life.
Yes.
Look, I want you to stay charged up. I want you to stay excited about life. Because I'm getting ready to give you the extraterrestrial beings of excitement. These are scientists. And I'm going to give you 7 of them. And it's really 9. I'm going to give you 7 tonight. But they only respond and operate through excitement. That's the method of their madness. Excitement. That's the trigger of the extraterrestrial beings. That's the trigger. That's the ignition. That's the ignition to the beings. Miss Blue, tell everybody write ignite down. To ignite something.
Write ignite down.
I-G-N-I-T-E. Ignite.
Mm-hmm.
When you're igniting something, you're ignoring night. You're ignoring darkness.
That's right.
That's what it means to ignite. when you're igniting something. You're igging night. You're ignoring night. Miss Blue, write down, everybody, write down the word ignore.
Ignore.
Watch this. Write ignore. Because when you're going into ignition and igniting something, you're ignoring night. Did they write ignore down?
You guys write ignore down.
When you write the word ignore, put a capital N in front of it.
Put a capital N, you guys.
What'd that say?
That, a capital
N. What'd that say? What does it look like to you?
Look like nigger.
Guess what a nigger is? Guess what a nigger is? A nigger is one with no ignition. Listen at me good. A nigger is one with no ignition switch. It's only a kill switch. That's why the white man don't want you with his daughter, because he know they ain't put nothing in the nigger. He have no ignition. And he constantly trying to get recognition, a record of ignitions, a record of winning. But he has no ignition, no firepower, no ignite. See, you so hooked on negative shit and all the fucked up shit that done happened, you can't ignore darkness.
Yeah, you can't ignore.
And these scientists, these extraterrestrial beings cannot operate in that order, because once you get to a God state of mind, you start to understand you are the causer of all of this shit.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because to ignite something means to fire it, to kindle it. Listen, to ignite, to heat intensely, to roast. Ask them in the chat room, what is a roast? When you bring something to a roast, what is a roast?
What's a roast, y'all?
We're asking what a roast is.
What's a roast, y'all?
Because just the key to the ignition is the roast. What we have for roast? Because this is the key to ignition. Anybody?
A constant burning or cooking.
Listen. A roast is what the president and them had 2 weeks ago. It's joking. It's clowning. It's ribbing.
Yes.
A roast.
Yes.
This is called side to the fire. You got to bring shit to a roast.
To a
roast. When he said that about the goddamn team and Magic Johnson, you should have laughed at that shit. Don't take none of this shit seriously, because the extraterrestrial beings do not react.
Well, we can learn from Jay-Z and Beyonce's episode the reason the media was not able to do anything with what happened with her sister Solange on the elevator is because everybody made such a big joke out of it. They roasted it.
That's right.
And it was done. It was done. There's nothing left to be said. The media paid the person who leaked the tape all that money for a joke. Because at the end of the day, roasted it all over the planet. It was a roast. Say what you want about it. They roasted it, and it was a done deal. No one's talking about it anymore.
Wow. Through roasting, through laughing.
Yes.
And look, tell everybody there are 12 tribes.
12 tribes, you guys.
And 12 is a dozen. So these extraterrestrial beings know how to play the dozen.
The dirty dozen.
Oh, you know how to play the dozen. That's how they knew you were dead. Because what happened with black people when you're playing the fucking dozen and you're ribbing? I don't care what you say, just don't say nothing about my mama.
The Sphinx.
They didn't talk about your mom and everything. You didn't do shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what you say, oh, man, I ain't clowning no more, man. Look, it ain't funny no more. But look, the extraterrestrial beings know how to play the whole dozen. Every tribe. It's really a baker's dozen, which is 13. That's why we are in a transformation. We are dealing with new atoms. ATOMS is new atoms.
Yes, yes.
And the emotional side of Adam came from Eve. Where did Eve come from?
The rib.
From Adam ribbing. Adam's rib. You're taking everything too serious. So the extraterrestrial beings, listen, they are very noble. They are very high frequency. You can't see them with the naked eye. They also known as alchemists. Even the alchemists that studied them called them Elias. Really, Alliance. These are the real transformers. With all the different colors come together and produce one body. And they sit under Rated X, which is you have to be 18 years old to go into the movie. So they sit under group 18. But they are only thought seekers. Listen, the extraterrestrial being are the noble gases on the periodic table. The extraterrestrial beings are the noble gases, and they only tell you of six. I'm going to give you seven, but they are nine. Noble gases. And the reason they got the reputation for being noble is because they don't mix with any other gases in the atmosphere. They do not react to any other gas. That's what makes them noble. They do not move off of reaction. Your body is built in gas. The endocrine system is a ductless system that shoots out chemical gases. That's why you could pass gas out your ass, because you are built on gases. But they are noble gases. All right? So I'm going to give you, and look, I'm only touching on the noble gases. I want you to do the research. And look, each and every last one of the gases are connected to light. So this is working with your internal being. Whenever you're trying to bring something to the light, you have to know what noble gas to pull from the atmosphere.
Yes.
And I'm also introduce one that's not known as a noble gas, and they don't tell you about this one because this is one of the most important ones, because this is the real one that know how to play the whole dozen. First noble gas. Since we're talking about X tonight, since we say X is time tonight, the first noble gas I'm going to give you is Xenon. That's X-E-N-O-N. X-E-N-O-N.
Yes.
And that's atomic number 54. Listen, each one of these noble gases are connected through light. And this noble gas, Xenon, is mainly used for television lights, camera flashes,
Yeah.
Xeon is the light that's on your cell phone. All cell phone screens that use xeon gas for that. The xeon is also used for anesthesia. This is the anesthesia of Disney.
Yes, yes.
And look, xeon is what they also use in the fields for your old spiritual Negro hums and hymns, because xeon gas, if you inhale it, it makes your voice real heavy and deep. Swing low. Sweet shit. They were pulling on xeon. If you put enough xeon gas in your system, you'll start sounding like you chopped and screwed, like living in Houston. Think about it. It's like slow motion xeon, and because it's anesthesia. Even if you've been to a surgery before and they shoot you up with this gas, you'll start talking. You'll say, yes, yes, that's xeon gas.
Uh-huh.
But they don't work out of reaction. You can't get no access to none of these noble gases without reaction, and they don't react on this planet, but they are reacting and corresponding with other planets.
Yes.
Listen good. This is our connection to the whole universe, because every planet has different gases.
Yes.
And xeon don't, is noble here, but it reacts somewhere else, like Neptune.
Neptune.
Do your research. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. This is the second one. We're going to go to argon. A-R-G-O-N. Argon gas. And this is atomic number 18. Very noble gas. Third most abundant in the Earth's atmosphere. Argon. This is the noble gas they use for welding and aerosol cans. Also preserved paints. Lamps and light bulbs. See how all these gases connected to light in one way or the other?
Yes.
Listen, they even use this gas in the casing for the Constitution. The America Constitution papers are kept in this gas because this gas is it preserves. It's a preservative gas. So this is the person that's 50 years old out there, and they're still looking like they're 30 because they're tapping into argon gas inside of their body. Because these gases are connected to thoughts. They are thought farming. So if you don't feel old, this argon gas is going to kick in. It's a preservative. This is the real preservative of life, the argon gas. These are the light beams of argon. So if you are 50 and still look 30, you are working with argon gas. And if you 50 looking like 50, your argon is all gone.
Your argon is all gone.
Because this is an agent that slows the aging process.
Powerful.
And notice the word agent.
Yes.
And everybody for argon, look where they show up at. Look where they hit the argon energy at. They hit argon out with Jason and the Argonauts. That's how Jason went, got the golden fleece, because he had the Argonauts, which are the astronauts of argon gas.
Yes, yes.
They're talking about light beams.
Mm-hmm.
Subatomic beams.
Yes.
Extraterrestrial. Go ahead.
No. I just kind of want to remind everybody right now that we have about 7 minutes and 13 seconds left to go, and we're going to be in the after hours. We still have a vision quest that we're going to be doing, and lots more extraterrestrial beings to be covered here live in the remix with me, of course, Miss Blue and Brother Bilal. Don't forget to download for the rest of you who will not be on the phone line. But for the rest of you, we invite you, 646-652-2711 is the number to call to get on the phone lines before the time goes out, and you can Skype in on the phone lines as well as we continue. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we are not in a rush at all.
Not at all.
Not in a rush. Not in a rush. All right, so, but that's
no
the argon, gay. Yeah. Oh, no, it's no rush.
Mm-mm.
Because anytime you're rushing, you're reacting.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ever run out of time. You only synchronize with time. You have to jump in. The jump. Think about the jump rope. It's spinning already. It's waiting on you to jump in.
Right.
That's why they double dutch with some shit. They were double dutching, man, 4 or 5 people in one goddamn on the ropes.
Yes.
That's a hell of a science.
Yes. Yes.
Double dutch. So we are in no rush tonight, because I'm getting ready to give out the third extraterrestrial being, helium. Helium. Atomic number 2. Listen, the second most abundant gas in the entire universe.
Helium, yes.
Helium is the second most abundant gas in the entire universe. Every planet has helium. The whole atmosphere and the whole black hole, helium is everywhere. Helium is really a byproduct of hydrogen, which is the sun.
Mm.
Helium is the gas of hydrogen. Helium speaks from the word helios, which is the sun. This is what makes the balloons fly in the air. NASA can't even get home without helium. Can't get back to the earth without helium. This is the gas that lifts you like when you keep your spirit high. High, 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 high. Helium. And look, when you inhale helium, it's on the opposite end of xenon, because helium makes you sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks. This is where you start sounding that little squeaky voice. You understand? Helium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you what they hid in helium. This is the god they call helium, which is Hamlet. This is where they hid helium. Hamlet. Ham, the black sun, S-U-N, Hamlet, helium. Do your research on helium. Going to the fourth extraterrestrial being, neon, N-E-O-N, neon lighting, like neon, atomic number 10. Talk about being addicted to sugar. They addicted to neon's cousin, which is freon. She let it get hot in that damn house and don't see you looking for some freon. But that's neon's cousin.
Mm.
And this is also used in lighting. Think about the business signs, neon lighting. Anytime you're talking about neon, you're talking about Neo, like in the Matrix. This is the new mind, the beginning of an aeon. All the stars in the skies are lit up by neon gas.
Mm-hmm.
This is neon lighting. These are actual facts. I'm not speaking theory. I'm telling you what it is. And even with the vision quest you have, Ms. Blue, on how to, a vision quest to tap into these noblemen.
Yes.
Neon, atomic number 10. Neon lighting, a new light in the mind.
Mm.
The light went off. Bang. That's neon lighting. That's neon lighting the path. Let's go to the fifth gas.
the fifth nobleman, which is Krypton. And this is a feminine energy, Krypton. And that's atomic number 36, Krypton. But look, Krypton is the nobleman, the extraterrestrial being when you're trying to encrypt something. When you're trying to decode something, you look for the god Krypton, just like Kryptonite with Superman. Krypton stopped him.
Yeah.
But Krypton is only the gas used in high-powered light bulbs like movie projectors and lasers. Check this out. It's even the bulbs they use on the runway at the airports. They use Krypton gas in the bulbs at the airport because the light of Krypton could see through fog.
Wow.
It exposes all of what's hitting. So if you're real confused about something, you call on Krypton.
Yes.
This gas, you have access to this gas because it's in the atmosphere waiting to be used by the gods. This is the gas that uncovers this, the noble extraterrestrial being that uncovers the unknown X. Nothing could hide from Krypton. Kryptonite. We right. We see how that night keeps showing up?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to the sixth gas now. There's a couple of more. The sixth one is radon. R-A-D-O-N. This is atomic number 86. And radon is a radioactive gas mostly found in soil. See, radon is very important for plant life. Radon is the heaviest element of all the gases. It's a byproduct of radium. See, because this is a dual role that these noblemen are playing between radon and radium. And when this gas radium mixed with oxygen, it turns black. Radon. So they use radon gas for all high-powered tubes, all the switches and knobs inside of airplanes because this gas is so heavy. It emits gamma rays like for the Hulk. Radon. It also shoots out particles of alpha and beta. Radon. Also use it for cancer. Radon. Radioactive. So if it's too much talking in your head, you're looking to go to radon, the extraterrestrial being of radon, the radio, just like radar radio. Get to the right channel, get to the right station. Excitement. All right, we have the last noble, the seventh angel, seventh angle.
Yes.
This is the one that really plays the dozens because of its makeup. And that is the atomic number, number seven, nitrogen. Nitrogen. This gas was not understood. And let me tell you something that's so profound. 79% of the Earth atmosphere is built in nitrogen, not oxygen. Oxygen just holds 21%.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
79% of the Earth atmosphere is locked in nitrogen. That's heavy.
Very heavy.
They once called this the lifeless gas, the lazy gas, because it won't react to nothing. And when it mixed with oxygen, it creates a spark, because you know you need oxygen to keep the fire burning. But this one here don't come to a boiling point fast at all. It takes a long time to come to the boiling point. Nitrogen. Nitrogen is also known as laughing gas in the dentist's office, because this is the one that plays the whole dozen. This is the one side, find the bright and the funny side to every goddamn thing. This is the gas of Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Kevin have heart because of nitrogen.
Yes.
And the only way to ignite it is to find the bright side of everything, but is rooted in honesty. And honesty is so important, because black people are mostly locked in carbon, and carbon is just like charcoal. You got to light it, but it got to get red hot to burn, and we got to get red hot because we built off of charcoal. That's why honesty is so important. Not even the truth, it got to come to a head. Even when they race in the go-go-go speed racer, when you press that button, you hit the nitrous oxide, and the car just take off. And it's a laughing gas, because you laughing at how far you left the fucking car behind you. We're talking about nitrogen.
Oh, yes.
But everybody can activate the nitrogen. And this is the last things I want you to write down. Write the word nitrogen. N-I-T-R-O-G-E-N, nitrogen. Be on a timeline, so draw a line under the word nitrogen. Up underneath the word nitrogen, I want you to write this down. N-I-T-E, night. Trojan, T-R-O-J-A-N, the nitrogen. The nitrogen, the Trojan horse of all the gases, nitrogen, 79% of the Earth's makeup. Write the word nitrogen again. I got something else for you to see. Go write nitrogen again and draw a line. Let me know when you're ready.
They ready.
All right. Underline the N-I in nitrogen. Ni mean no. Ni. No.
Ni.
In nitrogen. Circle the T-R-O. Mean true. T-R-U. Write that underneath. No true. In the G-E-N-A-D-E-R, no true gender. Because in the Quran, it says, I'm nor male nor female, I'm the excellence of them both. No gender. Nitrogen don't have a gender. It's the excellence of them both. Last time. Right word, nitrogen down. It's my last time. The last time. Let me know when you have nitrogen written down.
All right, we got it.
Now write it backwards. What do that spell? Write nitrogen down. What do that spell?
Oh, they're right.
N-I-T-R-O-G-E-N. Write it backwards. Do that say Negro 10? Negro X?
Negro X. Negro 10.
Negro 10. T-I-N, element number 50. Go study 10. Go don't study the metal of tin. And tin is only mined in certain countries that's real potent with tin, first country being Malaysia. What's going on in Malaysia right now?
Oh, wow. Malaysia. We
Negro
got the...
tin. Negro unknown. Nitrogen.
That's right. The spirit.
Only known Native people could activate this gas.
That's right.
Another place they get this tin from is Nigeria. What's going on in Nigeria right now?
The girls, the kidnapped girls.
Nitrogen. The nitrogen. The nitrogen. Now we're going right back to the pineal gland with the melanin. Who's the nitrogen? Is that the melanin again?
Yes. Yes.
The Trojan of the night? The Trojan horse of all the gases? But this is playing the dozen. This is not taking shit serious. This is playing the dozen. Crack you a damn joke. Laugh. You got to develop laughing gas because remember when you get to a sense of humor, laughing gas is a chief element that brings everything together.
Yes.
Keep laughing.
Yes.
Keep smiling. If you let someone bend you out of shape, they won.
Yeah.
W-O-N. Because you're no longer one, O-N-E. And you can't take advantage of the now, N-O-W, one backwards. The one going backwards. The one is backsliding. Nitrogen. Negro unknown. Nitrous outside. That's what make you go fast. That's what make time pass fast. When you're laughing, when you're having a good time and excited.
Yes.
Taking everything so serious. You're killing yourself. Argon can't hang around the stink bomb. That's nitrogen and sulfur coming together to make the stink bomb. See, these are chemicals. You remember, you are chemicals.
Yes.
That's why you are passing gases. Yes. Mm-hmm. Xeon, Exxon, the gas station. Yes. Exxon named their own name after that.
They sure did.
Z-E-N-O-N, Exxon. That's Xeon. That's Exxon. That's the gas station.
Yes. Powerful.
At your disposal, but not out of reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. Powerful. Powerful information, as always, Brother Bilal, and really just understanding, you know, for this time that we're in and how to access, you know, these extraterrestrial beings, just some powerful shit. It connects us here and it connects us beyond.
To the whole universe.
Oh, yeah. And
because
beyond.
Remember, these noble gases don't react here, but they are reacting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know they have a movie coming out named Lucy?
Mm. Yes.
They made a movie about a lady doing the things you do already. Lucy.
Wow, yes. I seen the trailer when you told me.
She's able to activate 100% of her brain cells because she understands the noble gases.
Yes.
And the only way to bring the nitrogen to activate in your system is pure honesty.
Yes.
That's the only way you're going to strike a match.
Mm.
So some of the shit you say may offend someone. It may strike a match and they want to fight, but you got to strike the match.
Yes.
Got to strike the match. choose a side and stand on it.
Yeah.
Become noble. Become noble like the gas. Operate in principles. Nobility.
Yeah.
Noble then mobile.
Yes.
So we have a nitrogen activation vision quest. Now how that shit. They got to make that movie over. Now they may hold the movie up and re-edit the damn movie because of this shit you can ready to do tonight. Charge the whole atmosphere up.
Well,
the Earth's,
you know,
atmosphere, 79% nitrogen?
Whoa, that's big. That's so big. Because here's the thing that's interesting about nitrogen, the noble gas, because this is a powerful gas, like you said, and it can be used for so many things. Noble gas, they use it. They use this gas in treatment of cancer, treatment of different skin disorders, and different kind of diseases in the body. It really is very, very powerful when it comes to our DNA. Also,
premier gas of the Kundalini.
Yes. And activation in our cells. Why that is so important at this time is because we spent a whole lot of time, I would say, in the last couple of centuries, or if we want to call it the other dimensions, working on still our external energies, our auras. We spent a lot of time. But now we're able to tap into what I've been calling for a while our spiritual DNA, physical DNA, both. This is about working things at a subatomical level, at a cellular level, and being able to tap into that. This activation is something that they've been doing in the East, and there is records of different things happening as well in ancient Egypt, which now the world knows as osmotherapy. And I don't know if you've ever heard of osmotherapy, and I hope I'm saying it right, but osmotherapy does a lot for the body, using frequencies and using noble gases in the forms of herbs. And osmotherapy really helps with growth, the reproductive system, and it is doing what we use here in the West. Most people are going to dialysis for their kidneys. They're using osmotherapy so people don't have to do anything to regenerate their kidneys and to get them functioning again. And one of the main components is nitrogen. So just a way for you to begin to think about this as we get ready to get into the spirit quest. And then we'll open up the phone lines. I think we'll have some time afterwards just to hear some thoughts from you guys. There's two places. And when we did the interview with Roy Ayers, here on the remix, he talked about his connection that he felt and why he wrote the song Everybody Loves the Sunshine. Because in California, he talked about how California and London, the UK, both reminded him of the same thing. They both had that fog. And a lot of times you couldn't see the sunshine. Well, one of the highest places of this nitrogen gas on the planet, the residue, because it goes through a recycling process, if you will, or a refinery process, much like sugar in the Sphinx statue we were talking about earlier, that residue, when it has been recycled, hovers as fog, not just on the external world, but in the internal world. And the UK and San Francisco has two of the highest places on the planet, including places in China, where that recycled nitrogen is extremely high.
Wow.
Now, we're going to be going to a place where they have, Brother Bilal, some of the cleanest air on the planet. And it has a high level of nitrogen available for itself as well. An extremely high level of nitrogen. But the difference in this nitrogen and the nitrogen that's typically found in places like California where there's a high smog and fog and other places such as
And think about the fire. Think about the fire that's burning up all the oxygen.
Yes. Yes. Powerful.
High level of nitrogen with yes.
All of the fires from California. Now there's fires going on in Arizona and everywhere.
That's right.
But we're going to be taking a trip on this spirit quest where some of the highest level and the purest forms of nitrogen that has gone through the recycling or the ecosystem process, a cosmic ecosystem process that has not been filtered and redefined. It is in its purest state. So this is where some of the purest air is on the planet. And you're going to be able to activate DNA that is living inside of your physical body.
I have to say this here. Whenever the earth, check this out, whenever the earth goes low on nitrogen, meaning when people are pulling it, using it, a volcano erupts to balance back the nitrogen. That's how Mother Nature works. The volcanoes hold nitrogen. So whenever you see volcanoes erupting, it's because people are pulling on that much of nitrogen out the atmosphere. Nature keeps it balanced.
I'm going to show you, powerful, how tapped in we are. Because tonight you talked about the table and how to be able to look up these all of these noble gases on the chart, on the table. Well, we're actually going to Table Mountain to find the pure source.
Wow.
The purest source of nitrogen. So to let you guys know how tapped in we are when we put these spiritual things together. So we're getting ready to go on this journey. And again, any problems that you're having, any physical problems, any mental problems, any of these problems, really begin to connect with this energy. You know, Brother Wayne Chandler was just recently in Self-Invested, and he talked about some of the things that science is now discovering. Of course, us who've known the spiritual and our ancestors, we've been but science is slowly catching up, and they finally come out and said that visualizing, tapping into this energy is more powerful than anything that's happening in this physical world. That is the real world. Changes can happen there. We know that. But now science is starting to understand and know this as well. So I really want you to hold fast to that as we begin to do the vision quest. And then we'll be on the phone lines to take your call after that. All right, we're going to get ready to go on the spirit quest, and I am super excited because we're going to be traveling to South Africa, and we're going to Cape Peninsula. The reason we're going to be going to Cape Peninsula is because Cape Peninsula has some of the best air quality on the planet. So we're going to be going there, and it's a beautiful place. And we're going to be right on top of Table Mountain. And we're going to be able to look down. And on one side, you will see the Indian Ocean. And on the other side, you will see the Atlantic Ocean. I want you to notice, even while you're standing there, the difference in the color between the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. Now, the reason we're going to be working with nitrogen, and you'll hear more about this, but know that nitrogen is really what we want to be activating. Activating those new DNA strands inside of our body, waking up those cells inside of our brain, and really just energizing all of our organs. It helps us with our growth. It helps us with our digestive system. And it also helps us with all of our reproductive organs and with the reproductive process. It also helps to stabilize your mood and your energy. So now, just take a couple of deep breaths in and out nice and slow as we get ready to begin this process. Now remember, nitrogen is odorless, is tasteless, and it doesn't have a color. So I really need you to hone in, and you're going to be looking for light, little sparkles of light. So while we're in Cape Palencium, you will see little sparkles of light, even though it's daytime. It will be showering you from head to toe with sparks of nitrogen. And you will get a chance to dance and take all of that energy into your body, into your being. Now, this is going to be connected with your physical body. So let's get ready. Make sure your feet are planted flat on the ground. Just sit up straight, nice and comfortable. And right now, if you have a part of your physical body that needs healing, that needs activation, that needs to be brought into harmony, I want you to place one of your hands on that part of your body as we get ready to begin the journey. So take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow, and just relax. It's a spirit quest, so you don't have to close your eyes. Only if you want to. That's certainly up to you. That's it. So close your eyes. We're going to start at the top of Table Mountain, and then we're going to walk our way all the way back down to the valley. So here we go. It's going to be a quick trip, and the ancestors tell me that it is rain and nitrogen. So we're going to get a chance to dance in the rain. I want you to just relax as you keep breathing, because this is going to be a very quick trip. As soon as I snap, we will be at the top of Table Mountain. Are you ready? Here we go. You made it, so we're here. I want you to look around, and if you look on one side, you will see the Indian Ocean. Now, look on the other side, you see the Atlantic Ocean. Notice the different colors in the water. That's because of the nitrogen that's in the air. You are standing at the top of the mountain, the place on the planet that has some of the purest air available. So here we go, because we got to get ready to come down the mountain. Let's begin. Now, as you're walking down the mountain, you will notice that there's going to be showers, little pockets of showers, and you'll see the little sparkly light in the sunshine as you look at all of the greenery and you see the water. It's a beautiful clear day and the sky is nice and blue. So here we go. There's a big cloud up ahead and it's raining nitrogen. I want you to get in that nitrogen and I want you to dance and take it all in. That's it. Take it in. That's it. Take it all in. Ooh. That's it. Keep walking. We're about halfway down the mountain. Oh, you can feel the DNA waking up in your body. You can feel your cells as they begin to come alive. That's it. Keep coming down. Here we go. Another shower. It's coming. You see that big rain of nitrogen? It's on its way. I want you to get inside of it and take it all in. Here we go. That's it. That's it. Take it all in. Dance.
Ow!
We're almost to the bottom. That's it. Wow, didn't that feel great? Didn't that feel amazing? So now, take a couple of deep breaths in, nice and slow. And as you get ready to come back, you have now activated cells in your body that have not been activated. You have now activated DNA that has been asleep within you. You've opened up your organs to receive all of this nitrogen in your brain, in your body, in your mind, in your soul. You're going to come back even more rejuvenated, even more relaxed, even more healed, even more powerful than when you left. On the count of three, you will be back, complete, and hold. One, two, three. All right. All right, everyone.
Wow.
As you bring yourself back.
Yes. Wow. Wow.
Wow. It is an amazing feeling. I see you guys all sending me notes here just about how that has just kind of energized you, taking in that nitrogen and being able to just dance and receive that energy from the top of Table Mountain, really, which is one of the most purest places on the planet, where the air is pure, where the nitrogen is pure, there and in South Africa, there. Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Explicit in the chat room said that her headache disappeared. It went away.
Mm.
Well, that's a great sign that you're doing your work there, Explicit. So powerful there. We're going to go to the phone lines. Tonight, what we want to do is you can ask questions. If you want to ask questions about the Sphinx, you want to talk about the Spirit Quest or talk about some of these noble gases. That's the questions that we're going to be taking here tonight from you guys. So 646-652-2711 if you want to share. Come on the phone lines. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines, and we will definitely take your questions. Trust me, it has been a powerful...
A lot of energy tonight, for real.
It's a whole lot of energy. And you know, actually... You know, depending on where you are, East Coast time, it's 2:02. So really that's perfect point for a foundation. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to do, because I do kind of have one of our ancestors here kind of whispering in my ear, and I'm going to go with that, that says, tonight, let this be a celebration. Let this be a celebration of your understanding of just yourself, your work, where you are, really understanding the return of the extraterrestrial beings, looking at these powerful signs and symbols from the Sphinx, the powerful sugar mama that's there, and everything that is there. And also, let this be your stillness, that place of just sometimes sitting in the pause and just kind of receiving and taking in this, all of this. Whatever you received here tonight, whatever was useful for you, whatever was helpful for you, and to take that in and let it sit within your spirit. Let it sit within your spirit. So blessings and love. Brother Bilal, it's always a pleasure to have you come on, especially when we were making our magic together and sharing it with the whole planet here. So.
Wow.
Tonight on Planet Remix, Planet Remix night, we send you guys love, and we send you stillness, and we send you joy and laughter. And on that note there, we're going to close out. We're going to close out. Download. This is a great time for you to tweet because so many of you are tweeting. And love to all of you over there tweeting the messages. Go to Facebook. Go to the Remix page. Download the iTunes app. Download the Android app. Come to our Facebook page. Email Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. He does those amazing soul alignment readings and the soul cycle calendars that keep you in tune and aligned as well. We will see you guys in Self-Invested on Saturday. Brother Bilal is headed out to Los Angeles. If you're out in that area or can get there and want to be one of the very few that will be able to get in on the chemistry for the soul, you definitely want to do that. Email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. The Perfect Union Wealth Center with Brother Dietrich and Johnny and the whole gang over there is sponsoring it, as well as us here on The Remix. So we invite you tonight to sit in stillness. Sit in stillness and stay in love. And by all means, know your magic. And so Sunday night. We will see you guys Sunday night. So peace and love, everyone. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to all of you out there, all over the world, all over the planet and beyond, extraterrestrial beings. Peace and love. Peace and